Everybody, it's your girl LaWanda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Okay, so listen, this is something that is very, very important. You know, you guys have been working on your becoming for these past 6 weeks, and so this is also a part of your becoming. Let's get to the business, okay? The do's and don'ts of social media when you are a small business owner or a small business supporter. So let's get into it, right? So one of the major things that people don't know about Facebook is you can alter your settings, right? So I know one of my biggest pet peeves is sometimes I see people are like starting a business and they're like going through people's friends list to poach people for their businesses, and they don't even know people. So we're going to talk about some of those etiquettes. I know that I myself am a small business owner. Some of my friends, we talk about this topic often. I know me and my boss, we also talk about this topic often. About is customer service dying, or are manners and etiquette dying? So I believe that it's more so geared towards manners and etiquette are dying more than customer service. But let's talk about the do's and don'ts of social media. So we're going to go through the 5 top do's. First of all, do understand your settings and filter your privacy and sharing and tagging. So one of my biggest pet peeves is when people are advertising things, they'll just mass tag you to it, or they'll put it up on your wall. What I would advise people to do is you need to be engaged with people who you want to support your business. That's proper etiquette. You should also, number 2, you should ask other business owners how you can support them in their business and how can you guys align if you are also a business owner. Number 3, network with other business owners and potential customers. Go to events that align with your brand, as well as ones that don't, to help you cross over into other social groups that you might not otherwise have access to. For instance, you may have a jewelry business and you want to start to increase your traffic, right? So someone or a potential customer or just a colleague or a friend who has a business, they sell wine. So try to branch out of your comfort zone. Go to a wine party, even if you're not a drinker. Sometimes, and you can say, you know what, hey, I'm really not a drinker, but I want to come and I want to support. People tend to help those people who they remember support them and also show up. So also, too, this is a big, 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 big thing. I know when people follow me on social media, I have to go every so like 100 or to 1,000 followers, I have to go back over the ground rules, right? So upon friending and following someone on social media, introduce yourself via inbox. If they share your stuff, thank them and thank them for accepting your friend request or for following you back. Also, it's okay to tell them what you do, but leave it open-ended. Say if you're looking for someone who provides my types of services, I would love to be considered and thank them for their time. This is a soft introduction. And this is not a time to sell your services via inbox. That creeps people out, and they just feel like you might be a scammer. So that limits your access to people when you try to sell via the inbox. So make sure that you remember to thank them for accepting your friend request, to softly introduce what you do. So like for me, I'm a salon owner, so I'll say, hey, thank you for accepting my friend request. I just wanted to let you know I own a salon in this part of town. If you're ever looking for or know someone who is looking for a hairstylist, I would love to be considered in your network of friends. Boom. Simple. To the point. Very courteous. Very gracious. Then what that does is that puts you on that person's radar. So when they start to refer, maybe they'll start to watch your page and they'll pay more close attention to you. Like, because maybe they are in the market for a hairdresser. Maybe they're like me. To my business friends and to my friends, I'm the plug. I'm the one that aligns people. I'm always referring people. I'm always sharing people with businesses. So people tend to come to me a lot for references, So what I will do is I sometimes also extend friend requests to other people. If I like their brand or they're friends with other people and I like how they move, I tend to probably do business with them in the future. I will friend request them because I like what the services or products they have. So also be conscious of how you are moving on your page as far as doing business. That's very key as well. You never know. Everything is an interview to a potential customer or somebody that is wanting to network with you. Let's see. Ask them, is it okay to connect with them to do future business offline? So I also have a wellness business. I share posts daily. So I see who looks at my story. And what I'll do if I don't really know them personally, or they're just a distant associate, what I will do is if they reach out to me, I'll ask them, like, hey, what are your health goals? What are you trying to achieve? And I'll ask them, hey, is it okay at a later time? Can we talk off social media? That tends to put people more at ease. It tends to bring it more close and personal and make them get more familiar with you and make them feel comfortable with being vulnerable to you. Also, ask for referrals. Maybe they're not in the market for what services you provide at the time, but you could also ask them for referrals. So therefore, that helps you avoid going through or rating their friends. That also gives you permission and access that makes everybody comfortable, right? Now, let's get into the don't do. Number one. The most tackiest thing that I see on social media, that is also one of my pet peeves, I hate when people mass tag you to things for their business. Do not do that, especially if you are not in everyday close proximity to the person in friendship. Like if this is not your close personal friend or someone that you have done business with and you don't know if they will be okay with it, do not tag 100 people to a post that you're sharing. If they're really engaged with you like that, they will see it on their timeline, or you should be also having the conversation with your close friends about what you're doing. So therefore, they will be referring people to you anyway. They will refer you. They will support you. If people want to support you, they will support you. Do not mass tag people. That is tacky. And it is rude because it is like hijacking their timeline. People don't like that. Make sure you reach out to people, ask the person if it's okay. And also check the temperature of the person's page. Maybe they're using their page also for business. So maybe your brand may not align with what they're doing. So they don't want people getting confused about their brand. People sometimes you're always interviewing. So people don't want to go and see business. If you're an image consultant, they don't want to go see a whole bunch of lawn care tags. Now you're confusing somebody else's brand messaging. So do not hijack. Also, stop advertising your services as, hey, today I'm going to fix 20 people's credit. I'm going to bless 20 people's credit. And then when people say I on the post, you're selling now from the inbox and telling them, oh, well, my services really cost $99 a month. No, stop doing that. You lose credibility and integrity right away with people. People do not like that, and that people tend to shy away from doing business with people like that do that. Do not do that, because some people are genuinely trying to become, right? They want to change their life, and they need a blessing like somebody's services, and so that gives them false hope, and then it makes them lose hope right quickly as well when you do stuff like that. So don't do that. Be upfront and honest about the fees that you charge, how much something costs, because if people can afford it or they want it, they will solicit it. Also, don't expect support without showing support. I gotta stress this one. Do not expect support without showing it in return, right? We will be so much further ahead in business as small business owners, especially in the African-American community, if we supported the people who support us, right? Oftentimes, I see people post on their social media, people won't support me, this, that, and third. Well, sometimes you have to check the temperature. Sometimes that's really, really true. People don't support you. But I will also say and caution you that if you find that you're always sharing other people's posts and you don't see them extending that same support, stop. There's other people out there that do what they do. There's other people out there that have services. Align yourself with good people, okay? So don't continue to expect support when you don't show support. Also, do not, I repeat, do not forget customer service is everything. And a big way to show excellent customer service to an e-commerce customer is consistent communication, especially if a mistake or a delay in services has happened. One thing that is really, really, really bad, and then I also see people complain about this, and it is a pet peeve of mine. I have tried to support people over the time with their businesses. Sometimes, you know, people, life happens, right? We're all living life. A lot of us have families. Things happen in business. Sometimes things, machines break. Sometimes things just happen, right? However, the customer does not know what is going on in your background or behind the scenes. The proper way to maintain good customer service is to reach out to the customer. The customer will be way more understanding if you give them the opportunity to. Please make sure that you maintain integrity by letting the customer know if there will be a delay in shipping or if something happens. Some customers will be upset, and, you know, they have a right to, and you can adjust accordingly to what you can afford to do for your business. Maybe you'll refund them retain the customer. Maybe you'll refund them and you'll give them a freebie. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to run your business because everybody cannot afford to do that. I totally get that. However, the best thing to do is to have effective communication. Customers will understand. Do not forget to mend an error or a mistake. Make sure that the customer feels appreciated at all times. If you have, like, one of the big things that I do with my customers is I always make sure I remember their birthday. And I've been a hairstylist for 20 years. My customers have always been good to me. I've started doing hair when I was 17 years old. So a lot of my customers have been with me for 20 plus years. We've grown together collectively as a unit, correct? Like, I've become a mother. I became a wife. Like, I've had different life circumstances that they have appreciated, and they have grown with me because I have always appreciated them through the years. So I've needed that, and that will also help your business grow. Okay. After the break, I'm going to tell you how to support a small business if you are a customer. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hey everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Hey, it's your girl, Alondra Brooks, and we are back from break. You are now listening to I Am Becoming, and we are going over the do's and don'ts of social media for small business, how to conduct yourself if you're a small business owner, or if you are a customer of a small business. So we're going to get into the five ways that you can support a small business. Number one, shop. Shop, 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 shop. Support, 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 shop, shop, shop. Okay? The biggest support or flattery that you can give a small business owner is by supporting them by purchasing their product, whatever it is that they're doing or their services. Shop, spend money with them. That is how they're supporting their families. That's how they're bettering their life. That's how they're becoming, okay? Number two, share their information. I know a lot of times in my industry, right, my customers have loved me through the years so much. So, like, nobody really wants to share a hairstylist. Like, they do, but they really don't, right? So, I'm like, listen, guys, my life is changing, right? I need you to share me a little bit, right? So, the best way to keep a small business thriving, to also make sure that they can keep prices, fair and even, is to share the information so that their business can grow and that they can make more money, right? So, also, number three, speak highly of their services. Maybe you don't do social media, but, you know, word of mouth is always a great business grower, and it builds credibility. Make sure you speak highly of the person that is the owner of the establishment or the person that you deal with, depending upon what type of service it is. Also, speak highly of the product or the services that you receive. Number four. Give them an opportunity to retain your business. Let me say that again. Give them an opportunity to retain your business if mistakes happen, okay? One of my biggest pet peeves as a business owner is seeing someone, especially on social media, bash a small business owner. Here's why. As a small business owner, especially in the African-American community, most industries are ran and dominated by a particular ethnicity, correct? So it is a lot more expensive and a lot harder for us to do business in certain industries. And we need support. We are all growing. We are all going to evolve. Yes, some of us definitely can use feedback. Sometimes we definitely need to grow and get better with our customer service. However, even when you go into a major chain, right, they don't give you the best customer service all the time, but we still go back, right? Especially in the times that we are living in now, we must support small business, especially in the African American community. Support small business, okay? Give people an opportunity to retain your business. And what I mean by that is not bash them, not put them down, not put them in a hostile situation. Clearly communicate your issue and allow them to fix it. Because most things are fixable, right? If you go to a major chain and they give you bad customer service, they give you a $5 gift card and you'll shop with them again tomorrow. But sometimes we put our brothers and sisters down so bad. We'll bash them before you even give them an opportunity to fix a mistake. And it's time out for that, guys. So, also five, encourage them and give them constructive feedback. Allow them an opportunity to grow. Give them constructive criticism and positive feedback. If it's positive, and be gentle with your negative feedback within reason. Give them an opportunity. If they don't know and you just leave them, they don't know and need the notes so that they'll where to grow and improve their business. Like Walmart, everybody does it. They'll give you a survey, you'll take the survey, but do it for a small business without receiving anything. And that's the thing. We do stuff because we want instant gratification and instant reward. Everybody cannot afford to do that at the stage of their business that they're in right now. But that doesn't mean that tomorrow, next week, 6 months from now, or a year from now, they won't evolve to be able to do that. But we should be doing that because one day we may decide to become in that area and become a small business owner, and that karma and that energy will be released out into the atmosphere, okay? So, in conclusion, if you are looking to become a small business owner, I encourage you to follow the steps of becoming and to know that you can do it. I'm here rooting for you on the sidelines. Remember, you must become because you are a generational line leader. You are a generational curse breaker, and I'm here rooting for your becoming. Tune in next week for part two of Is Customer Service Dead or Are Manners and Etiquette Dying? We will have a special guest who is a restaurant upper level management professional whom we have intimate conversations about customer service and etiquette and manners. So I can't wait for you guys to hear this intimate conversation that we're going to have about how we are showing up as consumers in the industries that people work in. Are we treating people small in their industry, and are we allowing them to show up as their best self? Because we need to work on our manners and etiquette, or is their customer service just that bad? So thank you for tuning in to I Am Becoming. I am your host, Alonda Brooks. Please go and follow me for your daily motivation and inspiration at I Must Become the number one at yahoo.com. You can email me there at yahoo.com. You can follow me on Instagram at I Must Become One. And remember, meet me back here next Sunday at 3 p.m. to listen to I Am Becoming. Peace.